Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 52 of the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network. Still coming to you today from Wheelhouse Donuts Coffee Shop in Rockville, Indiana. Remember, if you were listening yesterday, I said I was just going to jump right back on here and record this. So I know this is, you know, a crazy thought that today is a new day, but this is actually being recorded like right after I recorded yesterday's. So I made sure that the day after perfect that I would seize the moment, seize the opportunity. So here we go. And so if you're like me, you know, I know that technology isn't the solution to all of the issues in education, but that said, I still do love a good new tech tool. And whenever really good ones come along, I love to share them with you. And so the one I want to share with you today, I just found out about last night. So this is still early days on this, and I haven't really gotten to dig into it too much, but I think it has it shows an awful lot of promise. And it's this tool called GimKit. You can find it at GimKit.com. If you love Kahoot, and if you're like a lot of my listeners out there, you do love a good Kahoot game. And if you love quizzes, which is kind of like a different twist on the same idea, then GimKit may be right up your alley. So GimKit is very similar to Kahoot and quizzes in a lot of ways. You ask students questions, they have multiple choices, they ring in with their device. But the way that the points are calculated for this assessment type, review type game, the way that the points are calculated are very, very different. And here's why I think this sets GimKit apart. Whenever you answer questions, and the questions are a little bit more in the line of quizzes where students get the questions on their own devices and it's more student-paced instead of with a Kahoot when it's all up on the screen and it all happens at once. But as students answer questions, when they get questions right, they get points in the terms of dollars. So they get points for correct answers and lose points for incorrect answers. And as they collect points, it's not just to go up on the leaderboard. This is like money that they are banking, and then they get to go to the store with their money. So get this. They can take the points that they've accumulated, and they can go to the store and they can buy power-ups. This is basically like a Kahoot game with power-ups, or more like a quizzes game with power-ups. And so you're able to buy things like a multiplier that will give you more points per question. Or you can buy insurance. If you're worried about getting answers incorrect, it can minimize the points that you lose. And so students are able to earn points towards buying these power-ups so that they can move up the leaderboard. So the thing that it touts is that if the students are aware of themselves and aware of what their strengths and their weaknesses are, they're able to buy power-ups that play to what kind of player they are. So it creates this whole new level of motivation. I heard about this from Laura Steinbrink, who's a great teacher in Missouri, and she was talking about how one of her students did a victory lap around the class. She had students who didn't want to leave when the final bell for the day had rung, and so she said that some of her crankiest students were the ones that were really, really into this. The other thing I love about this is that GimKit was created by, ready for this, high school students in Seattle, Washington. This is a student-led project, so I think that's got tons of potential. Now, here's the catch. The free version is limited. You can have 5 kits. Their games are called kits, and you can have 5 kits with the free version. Now, if you upgrade to the paid version, which is about $5 a month or a little bit less monthly if you pay for an entire year, then you get unlimited kits, and you also get Quizlet integration. So if you've ever used Quizlet flashcards before, or if you search for a Quizlet flashcard game out on the web, you can pull it in and use it as one of your games. So anyway, I think the jury's still out on this one. I'm still wanting to dig into it a little bit more, but I wanted to give you the heads up, and I would love to hear a message here on the Anchor app or maybe out on Twitter about what you think about it.
Hey, Jimmy Matt, you know, this concept of hearing from every student made me think of just hearing from every student digitally. This is something that Alice Keeler has kind of pushed me in her Go Slow classes to do, is to have weekly check-ins where the kids are checking in with me with a private comment, just letting me know how they're doing, what comments, concerns they have. And, you know, what I found at first, I was kind of like, why do I need to do this? You know, what is the point? But just first of all, it's sending a message. Hey, I care about you. I want to hear from you. And I have found that I actually get more responses. I get more than, hey, is everything okay when I, you know, or I get more, you know, hands raised. Everyone is responding. And then people will tell me, hey, I'm struggling. Oh, I didn't know that. Or people will tell me, hey, coach, I'm really liking the activities. And so I just find that we can also be hearing from every student digitally.
Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening, and happy ditching.